And we welcome you back to the PM Sports Page. I'm Cole Cook, now joined by Trevor Quigley of the Washington High School baseball team. He's joining us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Baseball Athlete of the Week. Trevor, great to have you on here today, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Trevor, the team's been cruising right along. Winners of six straight, now 19-7 on the season as we near the playoffs, just over a week away from that. So let's start team-wise, Trevor. Last couple weeks or so, what do you think the team's doing well?
We've been really clicking. During conference, we struggled with our confidence, everybody believing in each other. And we got together and had a meeting, and then we all just started believing in each other and getting our confidence back, and it really shows right now.
Mm-hmm. And in that stretch, it seemed like the offense has really come to life. A lot of double-digit games as far as runs go. So offensively specific, what do you think the team's doing well?
We're really good hitting the ball. We got to get out there, jump on the first pitch, because get late in the count, you're not going to get too many good pitches. And we've been good jumping on the ball and being aggressive.
When talking to Coach Miller, something he's been harping on throughout the year, in the early part of the season, a doubleheader, you guys put a good game one together and then might fall flat in game two. He talked about changing up an approach, and it seems like as of late, you guys have been able to put two games together. How have you been able to do that?
Really just comes down to a mentality that we're not coming just for one game. We got to come for two. That's really what it comes down to, and playing together, having fun.
Let's move to Monday night against Center Point Urbana. Game one, you had a fantastic night. Unfortunately, you rolled your ankle in game two, but game one, you're 4-for-4, had four RBI and two runs scored. So you specifically on Monday, what was working?
Really just getting my foot down, seeing the pitching, just firing the hip and hitting the ball really well.
Mm-hmm. And the last several weeks or so, you've been really hitting well, up to .373 batting average on the year. And you've really climbed the batting order as well. The last, you know, several games, what do you think the difference is now from game one of the season for yourself?
Really just confidence. I was struggling, last week possibly during conference a little bit, and then I just came in, got some extra cuts in, and it really just boosted my confidence and really getting going right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, after the conference loss against Mount Pleasant, the conference title hopes came to a dash for your team. But it seems like ever since then, the team's been on a roll. So while you didn't get the goal of a conference title, has that kind of been fuel for the fire that you have bigger fish to fry moving forward?
Yeah, we always won the conference title. But at the end of it, we'll really take a state appearance if we can over a conference title for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much just work hard. And, I mean, now that conference is over, you just go and play our hardest. There's nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to have a state run or go deep in the playoffs, what do you think are a few keys for the team?
Really, for us, just have fun, believe in each other, confidence. That's a huge part of baseball, and just be mentally tough, really.
What do you like about Coach Miller as the coach of the Demons?
Coach Miller, he's probably one of my favorite coaches. He really, sometimes you can see he gets frustrated, but he knows how good we are, and he expects a lot out of us, and he knows what we can do.
Mm-hmm. I know you move around in the outfield. Is there a spot in outfield that you enjoy the most?
No, I'm really just outfield guy. Mm-hmm. I can play pretty much anywhere out there.
Sure. Take me into the batter's box. Where's the sweet spot? Your eyes get big. Where's the location of that pitch?
Really, I kind of just middle, outside is my pitch. Take it oppo. Really, that's just whatever works out. Inside's pretty good, too.
Yeah. Do you have a baseball role model, whether that was when you were an underclassman, maybe someone older than you, or professional ranks?
Not really. I'm not a huge baseball guy, but really just out here playing fun, having a good time with my friends.
Mm-hmm. Getting outside of baseball, you know, you're a multi-sport athlete at Washington. Why don't you tell everyone what all you're involved in, and to put you on the spot, what's the favorite?
I run track, and I also play basketball. Basketball is my number one sport, really. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
What about basketball makes you enjoy it so much?
I just always loved basketball. I love getting in the gym each day and just getting some shots up. It's just, I love.
I know Coach Stark is excited for the season, can see a lot of improvement from the last couple of years. What do you think the season looks like this winter?
We have very good potential. We have Kason Bailey, underclassman. He's really showed up this summer. We've been working out together, and I just think everybody's going to put everything in, and we'll have a pretty good season this
A little fun one here for you, heading back to baseball. I understand kind of a season-long thing. The team has had a stash contest, whoever has the dirtiest stash. I got to ask, did you participate in that?
I did for the first part, and then got towards the end of the season. I was like, I better shave just to keep it business.
How was it looking?
It wasn't too good, but it worked. It was good enough to scare the other team.
Who had the best stash on the team?
Luke Turner, for sure.
Coach Miller called him a young Burt Reynolds. Do you second that?
Yep, I agree.
Very good. Closing out here, Trevor, before I let you go, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Really just moving around, getting stretched out, everything, just hanging out with your teammates, just you got to keep moving, keep the blood flowing. Don't want to be sitting around too much. It's the day of a game, you usually get around, go do something outside, just get the blood flowing. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, usually what helps.
Well, Trevor, great to have you on here today. Best of luck to you and the team in the playoffs.
Thank you.
And that's Trevor Quigley, a junior on this year's Washington Hy-Vee baseball team. Join us as this week's Jeff Physical Therapy Baseball Athlete of the Week. Let's take another quick break on the PM Sports page. We'll have more coming your way next on KCII.